Thank you, Mr. President. Since this is the first time we are taking the floor, we would like to begin by thanking you and your team for your hard work in preparation for this meeting and during your presidency. You have Finland's full support. We wish to align ourselves with the statement of the European Union and add some remarks in our national capacity. Finland's commitment to the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention is unwavering. It remains one of the cornerstones of conventional arms control, and its relevance is further highlighted in the current difficult international situation. It is clearer than ever that we, the states' parties, must uphold our joint commitments and strive to comply with the Convention's obligations in full. We are deeply concerned about and condemn the continued use of anti-personnel mines anywhere, anytime, and by any actor. And in this context, we condemn Russia's illegal and unprovoked war of aggression against Ukraine. Mr. President, humanitarian mine action is not only a valuable form of humanitarian assistance, but also a part of a wider effort to promote international security, stability, and development, and plays an important role in the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. It is essential that we continue to provide the humanitarian demining community the resources and tools that they need to continue their vital work. Finland has been a steadfast supporter of humanitarian mine action for already three decades. Key components of our comprehensive approach include clearance, risk education, victim assistance, stockpile destruction, and advocacy. We emphasize building local, long-term capacity to assist host countries to develop their abilities to tackle mine contamination. Our support to humanitarian mine action projects totals approximately 15 million euros in the period from 2021 to 2025. It is focused on fragile environments where mines and explosives pose significant obstacles to peace and security, and thus to development. The countries we are currently focusing are Ukraine, Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and Somalia. In our humanitarian work, we emphasize the promotion and protection of full human rights and fundamental freedoms, as well as non-discrimination of all persons, including persons with disabilities. Furthermore, we underline the importance of including a meaningful gender perspective through all stages of mine action activities. We seek to continue strengthening gender equality and the influence and participation of women and girls through practical means, by highlighting, among other things, equal access for women to employment opportunities in humanitarian mine action operations. And in this context, I would like to thank the Kingdom of the Netherlands for their efforts as gender focal point. Mr. President, I would like to conclude by commending the humanitarian demining community for their dedication and flexibility they have demonstrated when operating in a current extremely challenging circumstances. I would also like to thank the staff of the Implementation Support Unit for their excellent work. We continue our support to the ISU through a voluntary financial contribution of 10,000 euros this year. We encourage other state parties also to continue their support to ensure ISU's sustained operations. In conclusion, let me express our full support to all efforts aiming at the strengthening of the implementation of the Convention. I thank you, Mr. President.